We have a couple more minutes with Dr. Frederick Foray. You talk about value. You talk about it from many perspectives. You've created your own thinking about value. As you were talking a moment ago, you brought to mind the poet Billy Collins, who perhaps he was quoting someone else, and I don't remember that, but in conversation with him, Billy Collins said, and this is sort of cut into the chase, without death there is no beauty. And he says that this is part of what poetry is about and what great art is about, and it's the finite of which you speak. We don't like to think about that kind of big finitude. I mean, that's the ultimate finite.
That is the ultimate, yeah. And that's what philosophers philosophize about, that kind of ultimate. And that's, you were asking, what's the meaning of life? Well, the meaning of life is finding beauty in the face of death. Finitude.
Or creating it.
It isn't finding, just, creating, yes, creating.
Because finding says to me, I got to go out and it's external.
No, you're right. I take it back.
Well, then go some more.
It should be creating, that I said, but it's creating and leaving value, a beauty, in the face of death. And the leaving of it is because it's going to be picked up by the next generation of beauty creators. Anything that you're able to create in the way of beauty, you hope will not be lost forever. Although if it is lost forever, then somebody else will have the joy of finding it maybe sometime later.
So again, in terms of moving out into and creating and being a part of a creative universe, one becomes the shoulders on which the next, consider you the giant moving forward. Well, all of that has immense power, possibility, and immense power needs. It isn't free.
It's not free. No, it's not free at all. We have to pay for it with the commitment of our finite resources of time and energy and whatever it is that we can scrape together to try to create that beauty. And without any knowledge for sure that it's going to be picked up by anybody else who might like to hop a ride on our shoulders.
Which distinguishes you from the religionists, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I don't have any assurance that there will be another generation that will pick up my thought and go on with it. Enough that it was once achieved.
Well, standing on the shoulder of giants is good if the giants are reliable shoulders on which to stand. This is that progressivist challenge.
That's right.
You have to be careful. I mean, this is why thinking about it, knowing, examining is so important, because it's very easy to hoist yourself up on the backs of unreliable people.
It certainly
read bad
is.
Ideologies.
It certainly is. And so we need to test our giants. Even our giants have to be tested in terms of the very best kind of logic and evidence that we can come up with in our own small way. And the speculative, the gadfly that Socrates talked about, that keeps thinking going on, not ever being entirely comfortable. I think that comfort is one of the enemies of callogenesis. Of course, one wants to be able to get a pause from time to time, take a deep breath, but it's for the sake also of going on to the next.
Going back to my secret garden, part of what I find so engaging about your ideas around value, being in value, living in value, knowing and value, is that I can build real stories out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me a way to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do with these ideas?
Yes, I suppose they're internalized. And to that extent, my wife would probably tell you that, yes, he does get up in the morning and think about his breakfast. And that's something that's at a remove from actuality. So he's dealing in ideal forms.
But you want it to be a beautiful breakfast.
He wants it to be a beautiful breakfast, and he wants then to spend what small resources of energy he has at that time in the morning to pull together the egg. And
it does help to tell oneself stories that allow for an expanding, more beautiful universe,
yes.
Acknowledging ugliness.
Yes, and to be able also to realize that ugliness not only happens, but sometimes is a friend, to be breaking apart things that can maybe not ever be put together again quite the same way, but allow space for something else to be created that will be of beauty that may not be the same beauty, maybe greater beauty, maybe can't quite reach to that level, but then somebody else might come along and do it.
Hope and possibilities.
Hope and possibilities, that's right.
Dr. Furay has written widely. His three-volume exploration of value is readily accessible to anyone interested in kalogenesis as it applies to being, knowing, living, or all three. We'll be sharing a great deal more of Dr. Furay's ideas with you. Delighted we'll have ever more reasons to say thank you. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.